Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
All my left after the sex tape.
You can joke about things once you're over it.
I'm declaring victory.
He just got too excited. Yeah. He was in the moment.
We are so excited. I just proposed to Claire, and she said yes.
I was about to say, getting engaged at 18 is the worst thing, but I was engaged at 18.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your home for pricey feuds and octopus sex. Hunter is off tonight, unfortunately, but Nina and Justin Sylvester from
Justin,
Daily Pop
welcome.
Is joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We are so excited. I didn't realize, Justin, quickly this was your first time doing the show.
Sherry,
so this is extra exciting.
Sherry is being popped today. We are ready. Take it easy on me, y'all.
Okay, let's jump right in. The Taylor Swift Scooter Braun drama is not over. Yesterday, Taylor responded to the reports that he sold the rights to her first six albums for over $300 million. Swift claims she tried to regain the rights, but Scooter insisted she sign an NDA and only speak positively about him. So she basically said, off. Nina, I want to know what you think about this, first and foremost. What do you think about this mess?
I think it's really important to read your contracts. Hollywood is not your friend. You know what I mean? The business is not your friend.
Yep.
And somebody can be kind to you and look you in your face and smile and take you for everything you have on the back end with what's in black and white. It's an unfortunate part of the business. It's a hard lesson to learn, but you know, I'm not surprised that this is happening. People aren't going to do it just because they love you, you know?
She should just take the cash. Take the cash and run.
I think this whole thing, I think, Nina, what you said is very accurate. Unfortunately, this is not the game of best friendship. She made a bad deal. Unfortunately, he had the or the right to kind of buy her music.
Yeah. And we've seen.
He did. And now she's paying for it.
In Hollywood, people don't get their due all the time. It's not, you know, a Netflix holiday movie where, like, you get to come and you play with David and Goliath and you win. Sometimes you lose. And that's just the way life is. And, you know, but Taylor still lives a very good life.
Yes.
She's going to re-record her masters.
Oh, yes, she does.
People are going to buy it. She's going to make money on top of money. And she clearly is going to have a voodoo doll with the name Scooter on it for the rest of her life sitting on her mantle, child.
100.
Poking little needles in them things.
100%.
So, Scooter, if you start limping and twitching during your Christmas dinner, honey, that is all Taylor. She's
all
coming
day.
For that ass.
All
okay.
day.
I mean, Justin, I'm going to ask you this question because I'm actually really interested. Would you take hush money from somebody you hated?
All day. That stimulus check
right.
lasted all but 20 minutes in my account, honey. I need all the money I can get
you
right now.
You like them, you would still take the coin.
Oh, and cash that check and curse them every time I took out a 20 at Barney's. R.I.P. Barney's.
Oh, my God. Well, Braun has yet to comment publicly on Swift's latest comments. So we'll see if he says something. As of right now, he has not. All right, next, we're moving on to George Clooney is one of GQ's Men of the Year, and you can call him a Friend of the Year, too, because he just confirmed that he once gave... The cover is so good. He gave 14 of his friends $1 million in cash, and he said they were in the will anyway, so why wait to give it
good
to them?
Good for him. He's very generous. Like, George, I feel like it's not materialistic. I feel like he has a nice lifestyle, but I've never known him to be like super materialistic. I think he's a giving guy.
I would be one of his friends.
Yeah, I agree.
I would be like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost.
I do
being
too.
Like $14 million.
But you know what? He made, like, think about it. He had the liquor line, all of the movies. The $14 million is what he made probably just on alcohol alone, minimum.
He got two kids. He got a wife with expensive taste. He got three ranches to uphold.
You wouldn't have been down.
This was before her, though.
Oh, it was before.
This was before her. This was before her. So this was just when he was Bachelor George, when he was, you know, bouncing between Stacey Keibler and Elizabeth Canales. This was George just being... by the way, we talked about it. Remember when we thought she was going to be the wife?
This was during that phase. I never ever thought Stacey was going to be the wife ever. Her name is Stacey Keibler. He ain't wifing nobody named Stacey Keibler. But didn't she do wrestling or something like that?
Don't be judging.
She was a wrestler first.
George Clooney is not marrying that.
I'm sorry. Listen over here. Morgan Stewart went from Rich Kids to Mrs. McGraw. We good. Okay? If she can come up, anybody can come up.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. I have no everyone's like, your life really worked out. It was working before, too.
She was actually doing fine.
God.
You know what? She didn't go through
so much,
but my ear went through a lot when she was going through it. Okay?
I went through
She's in such a peaceful place.
I went through so much.
I love it.
I really am. I must mention, though, before we get into some serious topics, GQ's Men of the Year, guess what? It's out
now.
So make sure you pick that up. All right. And Kevin Hart has a new comedy special, Zero Given, on Netflix. And he's putting it all out there, including that infamous sex tape.
I told my friends I was going to start doing comedy again. They said, what you going to talk about, Kev? You going to talk about your wife and your kids again? I said, what else do I have? I don't have nothing else. All my left after the sex tape. Every I had left. Every one of them. Where you going, Lorraine? Gladys? Pearl? Where you going? These are older names because I had older at the time. These are... Get back here, Ethel. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, do we think that he had to run this joke by his wife, or do you think he just kind of
runs it? I don't know if he runs his jokes by her. I don't think he does. I don't know, Morgan. I don't know about the, you know, if I was the wife. I guess when you're with a comedian, you kind of sign up to let your life be fodder for jokes. So you kind of really have to have thick skin. I'm sure she sleeps fine at night in that mansion, in that big bed. So she's fine. I don't think he would do something he knows that she would be completely offended about. I think she's fine with it.
I think he really did like run it by her, but when he did it, she was on the other side of the compound.
Right, right.
So she was like, I can't hear you, but I'm cool or whatever.
And he taped it at home. So a lot of people, like he did this special in his house.
This is his house. Because his wife don't let him leave.
Oh my God. I think like on a positive note, I think they've gone through hell and I think that they're in a good place now. They have the new baby.
Yeah.
So they probably have, you know, enough has happened where she can look back and say, okay, like that was really f***ed up, but we're in a good place. Like let him make his joke.
I think you can joke about things once you're over it. I think a lot of us have stuff we thought we would never laugh at that now we can joke about.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Random story of the night. HGTV star Karen Lane had a pretty day after finding out her home was burglarized. Oh. The criminal didn't just take a few things, they also left something behind.
Last Saturday, someone came in, stole more things, and pooped in the garage.
This, their third burglary, second left with fecal folly.
So they know we have a bathroom.
They rummaged by the toilet before using an empty bucket.
That's what it makes it feel personal, because it's not about, oh, I needed to go to the bathroom.
As for the doo-doo's DNA, it's being tested.
And it's definitely poop.
It's only the who that remains the mystery.
By the way, why you need to test this if it looks like and it smells like
totally why do they test it for DNA?
But yes,
they want to make sure it comes from a human, right? Or is that, or it's just DNA?
I can look at a dog and be like, that's some dog and I can look at a human and be like, that probably came from a grown ass man.
The fact that she said it feels personal, no pun intended,
by the way, I am no detective. I did not do 22 years at Law and Order SVU. But I'm just going to say one thing. Maybe if you just change your name, Karen. I don't know if Karen is doing you any favors.
That's a fact.
It's her ex-husband, probably.
It's somebody who doesn't like her. I bet you she's weird with her neighbors. Apparently, like, she left her back door unlocked. This is what I need people to understand. Yep. I don't care where you live, you need to lock your doors.
100%.
Lock your doors.
100%. Like, 100%. You know. They stole her purse when she was sleeping.
Unless you have a booty call coming in.
Not good.
Well, you gotta go down and answer. That's what you want to answer them like a sexy bow.
No, no, you let them come up and find you sitting on the bed like Blanche Devereaux. Am I wrong?
Oh my gosh. All right, we have to take a break. It's getting so weird. Coming up, we have Duggar engagement plus a reality show that's all about hooking up for the holidays.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. It is only Tuesday. God, it's only Tuesday. But the reality gods have blessed us with a week's worth of f***ed up moments. So it's time for Just Got Real. Woo! Woot woot! Justin's on the show. He's clapping for us. All right. First up, the side hug felt around the world. Duggar number 14 is engaged. Oh, Justin, who just turned 18, has decided it's finally time to settle down.
We are so excited. I just proposed to Claire, and she said yes.
When I saw him get down on one knee and kind of dig in his pocket, I was like, I can't believe it. I've waited for this moment, but actually seeing it happen, it was pretty surprising.
Cheers.
Listen,
you can do whatever you want to do with your life, but there's nothing. Well, I was about to say getting engaged at 18 is the worst thing, but I was engaged at 18.
I was like, if you say it, I will be forced by the Church of Beyonce to call your ass out.
It lasted not more than a year, and I got out as quickly as I got in, but I was engaged from like 18 to 19.
Look at you, you child bride.
Wow.
But if that would have been my life, y'all would have never met me. Like, it would have been, I would have been living like the Duggars.
No, bitch, you would have been on Dateline for stabbing your husband.
Yeah, for sure.
You would have been on an episode of Snapped, is what you would have been on.
I can't even believe I was ever that person. Like, oh, God, please don't get married that young.
I know, but you know what? I kind of feel for them, and I understand where they're coming from. He's like an 18-year-old boy who's not allowed to touch a woman unless he's married to her. So he's just trying to get it in. And I grew up in the South. I know what denim on denim is like. I still have the scars. To prove it is hard on a body, bitch.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Just to like get locked down so early, it just breaks my heart.
Can I point out one more important thing that it's probably gonna bring down the show, and I'm really sorry, but I just realized that the 14th Duggar got engaged, and I don't even have a man. Like, 14 of these motherfuckers got married, and I can't even get a date.
We both in these streets single, honey, but we still winning. We still doing better than them. I'm sorry.
Are we?
Yes.
Agree.
Yeah, no. You don't want that.
I want a pebble from an 18-year-old.
We wish them well.
Sure.
We hope that your 18-year-old engagement works out. Yeah. You know what? Pay it forward. All right. Imagine if the Bachelor franchise had drunken sex with a Hallmark movie. You'd have 12 Dates of Christmas on HBO Max. Mm. It features contestants searching for a special someone to bring home for the holidays.
This holiday season, watch a rom-com come to life. Meet our leads, Chad, Faith, and Garrett.
I'm here to find someone to meet my family.
I want to fall in love.
I'm here to find my best friend.
At this magical castle, stuffed with Christmas surprises.
Bye.
Where romance is jingling.
Is this a throuple situation?
I'm your new date.
I think this is going to be harder.
They almost had me.
This looks crazy.
By the way, who's bringing a stranger home that they met on a reality show for the holidays during COVID?
Right.
Where is Dr. Fauci to shoot this down?
Yeah, I don't like this idea, period. Even if it wasn't COVID, like, can we date first? You want to bring this person home and sit them, introduce them to your mama in front of the turkey and the stuffing.
Also,
it's 2020, bitch.
Why do people want to meet someone's family that badly? Right. Are you that desperate for a date to bring home?
That's
just go
weird
alone
to me.
The one thing that I look for in a dating reality show, especially like where someone's on an island or in a house, right, is an above ground hot tub, because always gets real in an above-ground hot tub. Okay. And they have one.
They have one.
Oh, and what seemed like a total win on Wheel of Fortune turned into the ultimate fail. Let's just say you do not tell Pat Sajak when you've won. He tells you.
Why?
Yeah, there's a why. What do we have?
I'm declaring victory.
Oh. What is that puzzle? Amanda.
V.
Yeah.
Declaring victory.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. So you look a little puzzled, but you added a word. You said, I'm declaring victory, and you're not allowed to do that.
He just got too excited. Yeah. He was in the moment.
He jumped it just a little too soon.
You know.
He did, but Pat tried to help him out. He said, well, what's that puzzle say? Like, he gave him an opportunity. Unfortunately, the guy just did not catch on quickly enough, which if I was in his position, I would have done the exact same
excited
thing. But I'm declaring victory is different from declaring victory.
Right. You can't just freestyle and add your own. It doesn't matter if you're trying to be cute. This is a game. It's rules to the game.
Can I just have Pat Sajak in my bedroom, like, for when this thing happens to me and, like, a guy's like, yeah, I'm going to choke you. And it's that's a wrong answer.
I love hearing these little parts of your dating life.
Yeah.
I'm actually just, like, taking from
that. Are people choking you?
At this point, I wish a bitch was choking me. I have not been touched physically in 6 months.
You are such a liar.
Nina, I don't know if I believe that bull either. By the way, if you want to feel like... 6 months, no way. And if you want to feel like you're being choked, get pregnant, because you can't breathe anymore. That's what you should do, Justin. And this is very exciting. Nina's show, Dating No Filter, is back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. right here on E! And we have a sneak peek of the new season.
What kind of creative stuff are you into?
I do stand-up comedy.
Oh, red flag.
Oh. I rap. And
red flag. Yes!
I would say it's a red flag.
Yeah, okay.
Rooting for him has been completely stressful.
I know.
I'm glad you brought me 2 bottles.
That's why.
Were you nervous about this date?
Yes, I was very nervous about this date. Usually when I go on a date, I try to just limit it to drinks. So, like, if I hate the person, I can escape.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're stuck.
Here. We're really getting to know each other now. He's such a mess. He's actually growing on me.
By the way, it wouldn't have been the rapper. It would have not been the comedian. It would have been that big ass nasty bite that would have been like, no, we cannot have sex.
I know, like, you can't. You gotta be able to eat a salad, boo boo. But these dates really make you feel normal. I gotta say.
I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you rather a comic or a rapper?
I've dated a comic. It's very depressing.
Is it?
Yeah, they're very depressing people.
Well,
like, they're not, it's not like ha-ha funny. Like, they're very, like, they observe life.
Tortured.
Yeah, they're very tortured, almost like, you know, artists. And it was not fun for me. So probably, I mean, you know how I feel about rappers, but if I had to pick, probably a rapper over a comic.
Didn't you date a rapper, Morgan?
No, I wish. I never had that. Anyway, we have to take another break, but up next, we're exploring octopus love and a robot that helps with intimacy issues. It's FOMO or no-no. Welcome back, Justin. Tonight is the night that you are finally going to lose your virginity.
My
it's very, very exciting. Took many years because it is your first time playing FOMO or No-No.
I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
You'll be excited. It's fun.
It's very fun. All right, Busch Gardens in Florida recently unveiled their terrifying new roller coaster. The Iron Gwazi is the world's fastest and steepest hybrid coaster. No, thank you. It plunges riders from a 206-foot tall peak into a 91-degree drop while going 76 miles per hour.
No to the no, no, no.
This
no,
is a, no. N- yep, yep.
No, hell no, no. To the no,
hell
no,
to the no, no,
no,
no. No square.
Oh, acapella. No,
I
thank
think
you.
Last summer, I tried to be adventurous and I went to a theme park and I was over it in maybe like 20 minutes. It's just not.
Yeah.
I'm past that stage trying to be cute and exciting. I'm not that girl. I am not the adventurous girl. I am so sorry. I tried. I don't like the shit. I don't like it. It's definitely not fun if you have a wig on.
I'm about to say, that's what you're scared of. You're scared of losing that wig.
It was the whole situation. The best part was the beer garden. Just like, can we sit down and drink, please?
I'm only here for the corn dogs and the funnel cake.
I went. I think I was trying to save my relationship.
You wanted to save your roller coaster of a relationship by getting on another roller coaster.
And it was a nightmare.
No, bitch.
So no is my long answer.
Three no-nos on that. All right, here's something for all you single guys out there. A university in Japan has invented a robotic hand for men to hold when they feel lonely.
Oh, my God.
Okay? It's meant to provide safe companionship in lockdown and even release a liquid to imitate sweaty palms. I'm giving you another option today. FOMO, no-no, or weirdo.
Whoa, this is extra.
By the way, I know that shit can be expensive. Yep. That hand better do more than just hold me.
Also, this hand looks like it will electrocute you. Like, this hand, like, they have not finished. This is, look at this
hand looks like it came out of Hellraiser. Is this a candle? One of those nasty ass candles? Like,
it's white and sweaty? What do they think it is, Hunter?
Yeah, by the way.
No, thank you.
Okay, we're all going with a no-no and a weirdo on this one. Weirdo. It's a couple of no-no and weirdo. For sure.
Let me get the price on that bitch.
Okay. If you have been on a Twitter detox for the past few months, which you have, Justin, you have missed a lot. Most importantly, the debate over my octopus teacher. A lot of commenters are wondering if this guy and Buddy are more than friends.
I remember the day when it all started. It's a hard thing to explain, but sometimes you just get a feeling and you know there's something to this creature that's very unusual. What she taught me was to feel.
The boundaries between her and I seem to dissolve, just the pure magnificence of her.
Okay, two-part question.
Just want to point out that white.
Which is...
I don't think black men are going to the depths of the ocean to hook up with an octopus. That is some very white
Also, how does he know it's the same octopus every time? There's a lot of them in the ocean. Like, what if they're playing him?
So no octopus buddies for you guys? No,
I know that.
You can't eat that.
Oh, by the way.
I'm just saying, like, this is very strange to me. This man clearly needs connection. I do think you can bond with pets, but just finding a random octopus and, you know, cuddling with it is f***ing weird. Can you imagine if one of your friends was posting this on social media? It would be time to have an intervention.
Do y'all think about that when I'm posting my plants?
We might need to have a little talk with you about
once or twice. The plants.
The plants are
growing, though. They're thriving.
They
are thriving, but you get a little crazy. But I have yet to see you cuddle with them, so I think we good.
I ain't showing that shit. That's on my OnlyFans.
You're beautiful.
Is it supposed to be dry and brittle?
That thing is trying to leave.
No, I'm telling you. We are out of time, okay? That's where we are. We're out of time. Justin, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Come back tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much.
We will see you guys tomorrow night at 11:30 with a brand new Nightly Pop. Bye.